the most important review of every single Marwan Kenzari film. By Haka Sims. Read by CookieMom6067. If you've seen Haka Sims' post about Luca, you know the drill. Now, Marwan's brand is a little less defined than Luca's, but I managed to find similar tropes in a lot of his films. Also, rather than copy myself and give you a redundant Marwan meter, I decided instead to recommend which Luca character best pairs with each Marwan character for your crossover pleasure. Let's see if we ship the same things. Some of them are crack. You're welcome. Jesus Vankatia, 2008. Will you miss him if you blink? Kinda. They talk about him a lot, but his actual screen time is like 43.7 seconds. Also, can I just say, he's supposed to be from Italy? The boy says literally one Italian word, and you'll never guess what it is. Obviously, it's bella. Like there's a chance he could have said anything else. Is he hot? Painfully hot. Is he naked? There's this one scene where he's wearing the sluttiest pair of Speedos I've ever seen in my entire life. Does his hair look great? Actually, yes. Perfect hair, perfect beard. He looks amazing. Does he fuck? Yes, a lot, off screen, including an MMF threesome he presumably, probably, most definitely initiated. Best paired with? From what I've gathered, this hoe ain't loyal. So the best course of action is to find him a Luca that would benefit from a one-night stand with no strings attached and wouldn't fall in love with him. The obvious choice here is Valerio from Slam, Tutto per una ragazza. They meet, they fuck, then Giac makes his four-hour drive back to Pisa, and they don't see each other again until the next time he's in Rome. Everybody's happy, especially the two sluts in question. De Laatste Dagen van Emma Blanc, 2009. Will you miss him if you blink? Yes, absolutely. Is he hot? Very. Is he naked? Almost constantly. Does his hair look great? He's got those cute short curls. He looks so good. Does he fuck? That's literally why he's there. To fuck and to die. Best paired with? Man, I wish I had something to work with here. The only thing we know about him, besides his sexual prowess, is his affinity for white suits and toy helicopters. And as far as I know, those might be the exact things Fabrizio from Nina finds hot in guys. So, like, why not? Loft, 2010. Will you miss him if you blink? He's the fifth most important character. Is he hot? Yeah, sure. Is he naked? There's a scene where he's wearing underwear and a tank top, but it somehow makes him look like a kindergartner. Does his hair look great? It looks quite nice. Does he fuck? Yes, though I wish he didn't. Best paired with? Tom is a very violent person and a drug addict. He does messed up stuff to his sexual partners I'd rather he didn't do to any of Luca's characters. Feel free to use him for your sadistic fantasies or as a villain or whatever. Rabat, 2011. Will you miss him if you blink? No, he's one of the three leads. Is he hot? Oh, yes, and cute. Is he naked? He's at the beach wearing nothing but boxer shorts. Does his hair look great? He's got this extreme undercut thing that would look ridiculous on anyone less pretty. So, like, no, he doesn't have great hair. But also, like, it's Marwan. You know what I mean? Does he fuck? Before he embarks on a road trip with his friends, he has an off-screen threesome with two girls he picked up at a wedding. Slut. Best paired with? Gabriella from Waves. They're both sweet guys who could meet in some Tunisian port and decide to sail the Mediterranean Sea together. Blackout, 2012. Will you miss him if you blink? Not unless your blinking is very deliberate. Is he hot? Not really. He's a dirty cop with a shitty mustache and an oral fixation. Is he naked? No, but I wish he was. His clothes are awful. Marwan is 29 in this movie, and he looks 50. Does his hair look great? Nope. They took Marwan's usual short hair and made it not work somehow. Does he fuck? No. Best paired with? The one thing Lucas characters all have in common is that none of them come off as bootlickers. All of them are either too soft for such a relationship or wouldn't waste their spit on a cop. Wolf, 2013. Will you miss him if you blink? No, he's the protagonist. Is he hot? Reader's note. Okay, close your eyes and imagine any Wolf gif you want, particularly that workout one where he's doing the pull-ups. Is he naked? He's got quite a few shirtless scenes. Does his hair look great? It's nothing special, but suits his character well. Does he fuck? Oh, yes. Best paired with? Hear me out. I know that some people ship him with Fabio, but in my opinion, that pair, while hot, doesn't work. Here's my pitch. Cesare, from Non Essere Cattivo. The drug connection is still there, but in this case, Majid's problem-solving skills won't fall on deaf ears. Cesare needs a daddy, okay? Majid can be a daddy when he needs to, especially when he has a soft boyfriend to care for, and Majid needs soft, not psycho. Hartenstrat, 2014. Will you miss him if you blink? No, he's the protagonist once again. Is he hot? Painfully. Is he naked? There's that iconic scene where he's wearing nothing but black boxer briefs and boots while carrying a tray. Does his hair look great? He's got Joe-like curls and looks like what every male romantic lead should aspire to look like and then cry because they all fail. Does he fuck? There's one very unfortunate sex scene played for laughs. I'm pretty sure he'll need therapy afterwards. I certainly do. Best paired with? Paolo, from Il Padre d'Italia. Paolo deserves the best boyfriend. And who's better than Dan? An extremely hot man who cooks. They both have daughters, so they can talk about that, I guess. And Paolo can finally have a family. Honestly, this is so wholesome, I just made myself cry. Lucia Deby, 2014. Will you miss him if you blink? For sure. Is he hot? He's a cop. Again. But he looks good. Is he naked? Fully dressed, but man, are his clothes ugly. Is that a cop thing? Does his hair look great? He has slightly longer curls, which is fine, and the best thing about this character. Does he fuck? A-C-A-B. I know this doesn't answer the question. I just wanted to make it clear. Best paired with? See my bootlicker comment from earlier. While Detective checks notes, Ron Lieflang isn't explicitly corrupt. He's obviously a dick. So the best I can do here is recommend any Luca character that has ever been in trouble with the law for any fix about power imbalance you want to write, but aren't comfortable with a nice Marwan playing the villain. Bloodlink, 2014. Will you miss him if you blink? Oh no, he's there the entire time. Is he hot? In a weird way, yes. Is he naked? So naked. Like, leave nothing to the imagination naked. Does his hair look great? I'd say that little rat tail is the exact opposite of great. Does he fuck? Probably more than is good for him. I should also add that he's canonically queer in this. Best paired with? Rico is a pathetic loser, in need of someone who's got his life together and has a lot of experience dealing with fuck-ups. Enter Loris, from Il Mondo Fino in Fondo. He has a stable job and a savior complex, and with his little bro ganging it up in Chile and not needing him anymore, all he wants now is someone to fix. I should be a fucking matchmaker in real life, for real. Hawk von Meinhardt, 2014. Will you miss him if you blink? Undoubtedly. Is he hot? No. The whole point of his character is to be the lesser choice compared to a guy who looks like a completely ordinary, bland white dude. Is he naked? So of course he isn't naked. What? Are they going to take this poor woman, show her Marwan Kenzari's post-wolf body, and expect her to choose her deeply mediocre ex? Please. They're going to dress him in the dorkiest clothes possible. Does his hair look great? And make him wear the most awful wig that was clearly run over by a truck. Does he fuck? No. As you can observe, they tried really hard to make him unfuckable, but honestly, he seems like a perfectly nice guy. Best paired with? You know what? Mattia from La Solitudine dei Numeri Primi is in desperate need of some sweetness and normalcy. I'm sure Richard will treat him with kindness and respect. Collide, 2016. Will you miss him if you blink? He's the fifth most important character out of five. Is he hot? Very hot. Is he naked? Not for a second. What's up with American movies where people aren't just casually walking around naked without any plot necessity? Does his hair look great? His curls are so cute, you guys. Look at them. Does he fuck? Not explicitly. Best paired with? Fabio from Lo Chiamavano, Gig Robot. Again, the drug connection is there, but Matthias is soft enough not to butt heads with Fabio, and by the end of the movie, rich enough to satisfy his cravings for good living and fame. Also, look at how good their color coordination is with those dark wine red clothes. Sometimes planets just align, okay? Ben-Hur, 2016. Will you miss him if you blink? Yes, especially if you aren't watching the background. Is he hot? Your usual Marwan hot. Is he naked? No. Does his hair look great? His typical short curls, with a twist. I think the forehead area is supposed to invoke the Caesar cut? I don't know. It looks fine when not hidden under that dumb helmet. Does he fuck? No. Best paired with? A better script and a much better director. Seriously, what is this blocking? The Promise, 2016. Will you miss him if you blink? He's there a decent amount of the first half of the movie and then almost completely disappears in the second half. Is he hot? Very much, yes. Is he naked? Unfortunately, no. Does his hair look great? He's got short curls again, but this time they're fashionably styled. It's magnificent. Does he fuck? Oh, yeah, and there's no way he isn't bi or pan in this. No way. Best paired with? Roberta from L'Ultimo Terrestre. Listen, Emery Ogun may be a slut, but he's a gentleman, okay? He'd treat Roberta right. And he's got daddy's cash to spare on hundreds of gorgeous white dresses for her. The Mummy, 2017. Will you miss him if you blink? He's there, but barely. Is he hot? Dangerously hot. Is he naked? Not once. Instead, we get a naked Tom Cruise literally no one asked for. Does his hair look great? It's your basic professional short hairdo. Does he fuck? No. Best paired with? Malik is a member of an organization tracking and destroying various monsters and historical artifacts related to them. Guido, from Tutti I Santi Giorni, speaks four languages including Latin and is a literature and ancient history nerd, which makes him a valuable asset. Malik can fight and protect. Guido is bumbling and in need of saving. Guys, this writes itself. What happened to Monday, 2017? Will you miss him if you blink? No, especially not in the third act. Is he hot? He's okay. Is he naked? Very naked. Does his hair look great? They shouldn't have greased his curls back. He looks like another victim of Fabio Cannizzaro's stylist. Also wish he'd either shaved or finished growing out that beard. Does he fuck? He fucks, and he fucks good. He'll go down on you. He'll deflower you slowly and gently. He'll choke you if you want him to. He'll spoon you all night. He'll give you emotional support. He'll murder people for you. He's down for whatever. Best paired with? There's one Luca character who needs a lot of sex and even more emotional support. All right, most of them do, but I'm thinking of Ettore from Lasciate Andare. He needs it, okay? Good dicking, good spooning, a good ear, and a fine piece of ass to cry into. You get the gist. Most importantly, someone who'd love him for who he is and with whom he could relax and be himself. Also, I see you people comparing him to Fabio. Shame on you for sleeping on this soft boy and judging him based on his appearance. Murder on the Orient Express, 2017. Will you miss him if you blink? He's kind of always present, being very French. Is he hot? Very hot. Is he naked? No, but I'm willing to forgive that because he looks so good in his conductor uniform. Does his hair look great? He never takes off his hat. Does he fuck? No. Best paired with? Mickey Miranda. They're both murderers. Morally dubious characters who would look hot together. What else do you need? Again, I see you people who want Pierre for Roberta because he's a nice guy. I know for a fact you didn't watch the movie. Spoilers, I guess. The Angel, 2018. Will you miss him if you blink? No, he's the protagonist. Is he hot? Oh, yes. Is he naked? Not once, but you won't regret it because he's wearing excellently stylish 1970s clothes. Does his hair look great? It looks fantastic. The sideburns are a good touch. Does he fuck? He can definitely get it, but he's loyal to his wife. Best paired with? As the most aesthetically coherent and fashionably hot pair in this post, Ashraf and Primo are a no-brainer. Can you imagine Primo calling him Angel in different contexts? When he's being intimidating, not realizing how palpable the sexual tension between them is, and later not even hiding his arousal? Sometimes things just work because they're hot. That's all, folks. Aladdin, 2019. Will you miss him if you blink? No, he's the main villain. Is he hot? It's not like he went viral for being the hot Jafar or anything. Is he naked? No! Fucking thanks a lot, Disney. Does his hair look great? He has a buzz cut under that turban, but he looks good in the turban, so that's something. Does he fuck? It's a Disney movie, so he doesn't fuck, explicitly or otherwise, but he still comes off as a thirsty bitch. Best paired with? Jafar ends the movie as a genie, who's obligated to grant his master 3 wishes, but is enough of a petty bitch to exploit the hell out of the gray area and screw them over Wishmaster style. My unconventional pair for him is Louis from Ricordi. So many scenarios with distorted memories and magic, induced mindfucked, so many possibilities for awesome and messed up crossover gift sets. Don't say I never gave you guys anything. Instinct, 2019. Will you miss him if you blink? No, he's very prominent. Is he hot? I hate myself for finding him hot, but I do. Is he naked? He's playing basketball shirtless in one scene, shaking his sweaty boobs everywhere. Does his hair look great? His weird mohawk-like thing is honestly terrible, but if anything can make it work, it's Marwan's bone structure. Does he fuck? I'm pleading the fifth on this one for the sake of good taste. Best paired with? Prison. A very lonely, Luca-less prison. The Old Guard, 2020. Will you miss him if you blink? No, unless blinking, in your case, means sleeping through the gloriousness that is the first ever canonically gay couple in an American action film. Is he hot? Painfully. Is he naked? Shirtless in one scene. Does his hair look great? Soft curls, courtesy of Luca Marinelli's tireless lobbying. Does he fuck? Not on screen, but you can just tell by the way he looks at his husband and reads impromptu poetry right to his face. And everybody knows nothing kindles the fires of passion quite like murdering homophobes together. Best paired with? If you have to ask, you're clearly listening to this by mistake. In which case, kudos for finishing such a long and confusing post. Now go watch The Old Guard and cry at the beauty that is the immortal marriage. The end.